So we are going to be reading in the study of the 10 Sefirot, Volume 1, Part 2, Gunim and Yosher, round and straight, include two chapters. You can send questions to our site. Pertinent questions will be aired during the lesson.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
So we are going to read item 5 first from the words of the Ari, and then enter into Ol Pnimi.
And
this first circle, the order of the emergence of the circles.
We're going over the page in Hebrew. We are now in 60 under the inner light, the opening me.
Yes, please.
So should we read right away from 60 or from the Ari?
No, we'll begin with the words of the Ari.
Okay, so we are in chapter 2 and item 5 of the words of the Ari. Arich Anpin. Of the Igulim, of the circles, shines for Abba and Ima of Igulim, of the circles, in the form of windows. From the three lines, right, left, and middle in him, the light extends from them to all the circles. Therefore, every detail in the straight line also exists in the circles. Even when the 10 sefirot are regarded as round, as igulim, one within the other, they already have all the forms of reception of the abundance that exist in the line of yosher, of straight line. It is so because the roundness of the keter, called Arich Anpin, after the correction, has one opening and a window on the right hand side of the circle. From there, the light of Arich Anpin, of Arich, comes to the circle of Abba and shines to it. There is yet another window on the left hand side of the circle of Arich that reaches the left side of the Igul of Abba, which is inside it, punctures it, and makes a window in it. The light extends from there to the circle of Ima, inside the circle of Abba, and shines in it. Thus, the light that passes in the left of the circle of Abba is not for Abba himself, and only passes there, but through the transition only. But the essential illumination is through Ima. It turns out that Arich Anpin shines for Abba and Ima together, just like they are in the line, straight. Even though they are one circle within the other, they still have straight lines, right and left and middle, in the windows that are in them. From there, the light extends from there in the 10 sefirot of the circles through the completely straight lines in every detail in the 10 sefirot of the straight line of Ruach.
So where are we here?
We're in item 60 here.
It's got item 60.
60 relates to the words Arich Anpin after the correction. After the four Olamot Abiyah were formed, each Sfira became a complete Pertzuf with Rosh Toch and Sof. Because of that, they were given different names. The Pertzuf that originated from Keter was named Arich Anpin. The Pertzuf that originated from Chochmah was named Abba. The Pertzuf that was originated from Bina was named Ima. The Parzuf that was made from the six Sfirot Chagat Nehi was named Zeir Anpin. And the Parzuf that originated from Malchut was named Nukba. The explanation to these names will be explained in their place.
Shilot, PT 22.
PT 22.
A friend is asking, how can there be left and right in a circle?
Yes, we're not talking about the circle itself, the way the circle is activated by the line. And that there is left and right, above, below, all the discernments we have in circles, that in the circle itself they don't exist, but they come out of their activation, out of the by the line. This is the right question. PT 19.
The Patsuf that is called Abba and Bina is called Ima, and then Chagat Sferi is Zeranpin. What's the difference between these Patsufim?
Abba, Ima, and Zeranpin. The difference between them is as Chochma, Bina, and Zeranpin.
So what's the process when he says the Parzuf was called Chochma? What does it mean it came out of Chochma? What's a Parzuf? Let's say that.
Where else do I hear microphones? Turned off all the mics besides the one who's speaking. Again, Svika asks,
what's the Parzuf that came out? What's a process that a Parzuf was Chochmah and then Abba?
The light goes through Keter Chochmah Zeranpin Malchut. And because in them there are changes in the will to receive, the light bestows each and every desire according to the relation between the light and the desire. And then you have the Sfira of Keter Chochma Bina Zeranpin Malchut. What? Isn't it clear? Doesn't matter if it's circles or straight lines. Matter is matter. The will to receive. The light is the light. The will to bestow. And when the light enters the desire, well, then the will to receive changes accordingly. And we call that a Sfira. So the light that goes through these circles, it turns them into Abba, Ima, Zeranpin, Malchut.
Is there a process here that is connected to the 10?
No, it's not about us at all. We're still far from there. We're talking about circles and Yoshio, the straight lines before the created beings, before the shattering of the vessels, before the emergence of the worlds of Bia, and even in Bia, it's still before Adam HaRishon. Well, it's, but we learn it as much as we learn, and we want the things we learn to affect us. Will give us a bit more feeling, a bit more understanding about what's going on.
Can this work without the souls be part of it? Is it a process that worked before? That I have to understand it?
When we bear children, is there work before this child grows up and starts understanding what's going on in life? Well, his parents that give birth to him, take care of him until he grows. Only after 20 years he somehow becomes a grown-up, right? That's it. It's the same here. You have to, all kinds of systems have to establish. They have to establish themselves correctly. That will to receive that later will be born in the state that the Abba Ve'ima, the mother and father, establish. It has to have the right place in order to grow, to be independent, to determine what he wants, what he himself wants from life, how much he wants to resemble his mother and father, and even the upper. That's how it is, even in our world.
So it's a system that's prepared for us, actually.
Of course, only for us. Everything is only for the lower man.
Africa.
Good, Africa.
Thank you, Rav. Our question is, what are igulim without aviut?
Ma'am igulim lelo aviut.
Igulim lelo aviut,
circles without aviut, without coarseness, is when there's no coarseness being revealed in them. That's as an upper light that is in the desire, and it establishes a desire when the light precedes the desire. That's why you don't feel the coarseness. But when the desire comes before the light created the desire, but the desire makes a restriction, saying, stop, here I want to work. Well, then that desire starts working on its own accord. It's like the guest and the host. And that means he's determining the yosher, on the straight line. But before that, if the light comes from above, it's circles. If the light spreads from below, that's yosher, that's straightness. Clear? Mach 3.
Вот задача Йошера здесь это влиять.
The part, the role of the Йоша here is to aim the lights according to the line.
Yes, from above there is bestowal of the three lines. We're going to learn this. Let's continue.
Item 70 relates to the words one hole and one window. You already know that because of the light of the 10 sefirot in the kav, in the line that is received in the circles, all the prinot of yosher are necessarily imprinted in the igulim, in the circles. This prina in the kav, in the line, called masach, whose reflected light connects the upper light in the vessels. This is imprinted in the circles as well, but without its aviut. This is because the aviut cannot rise from a lower degree to a higher one whatsoever. Because of the fact that the upper does not have the same aviut as the lower. And that is what makes it upper. Only the gap that the masach creates in the lower degree rises from the masach of the kav, of the line of yosher, and is imprinted in the igulim, in the circles. This gap from the masach is called chalon, a window. As a window is placed in a room to bring the light in that room. So this masach reveals the ability of the Ol Chozer to connect the light with the Netzal, the emanated being. Thus, if the masach disappeared, the light would also disappear from the Netzal and would remain in the dark, as if the window had been shut. Thus, when we refer only to the gap that the masach created, excluding its aviyut, we refer to it as a chalon or a nekev.
That's basically the source of the light to the spiritual object when it comes to it. All right. Look, all these things, they'll be clarified later. And the truth is, we don't really work along with them in our work as well. Also in the rest of the parts of the study of the Ten Sefirot, we work in general. You know, it's like in the university. When you come to learn some profession, you have a year or two first year or two, sometimes 3 years, when you learn general stuff, they're not really about the your occupation. So he's explaining to us about the upper system, the way it works on us. Later, when we start working from below upwards, more and more between ourselves, we'll start discovering where the circles are, where the straight lines are, where we have to connect to them and use them. Rechovot.
What's the passage between a circle to a circle?
Straightness, straight lines. No circle touches a different circle.
And between one sefirah to another?
In sefirot, you have both the circles and the line. Usually learn by the screens, by the straight lines.
It's written that the circle of Arich Anpin is called Keter. So it seems that Keter isn't the external circle anymore, it becomes more internal.
No, it's Keter. It's the external circle. It's the biggest circle of the upper one. Biggest circle in the world of Atzilut.
Moshe.
Item 80 speaks about the words, the right side of the circle. This means that it was imprinted in the right and left that operated in the ten sefirot of Yosher.
Yes, that's how the circle is impressed by the Yosher. Through the Yosher, you activate the circles. Circles are like the surrounding light as an external whole illumination that comes from the side of the Creator. But Yosher is already taking part with the created being. 90.
The above mentioned chalon, the above mentioned window, created a discrimination of amshacha, an extension and a descent of the light there. It means that it gradually gained oviyut, and thus each lower degree became more of than its preceding. The text from there, the light of Arich comes down to the circle of Abba and shines in it, means that because of the chalon and the light received of Yud and descended to Abba of Igulim of the circles. In other words, Chokhmah, that was lowered and is no longer equal to the Keter of the circles. As it was before they received the light of Yosher through the chalon, through the window. The same principle applies to Bina below Chokhmah.
PT24.
The lights in the Igulim are Rosh, from the Rosh of the Kav. So how can we speak about Masach? Because the Masach works from the Rosh and below it. So how could we say that we speak about circles and Masach at the same time?
Here we're talking about the combination between the vessels of the circles and the vessels of the straightness, the Yosher. And here we're talking about how the circles influence the lines and vice versa. Basically, the vessels are vessels of circles. The straight lines depend on the work of the Creator with the created beings through the screens. From below, there are also the screens are arranged, but they're arranged in order to create Adam. And then, to the extent that this Adam wants to come closer to the work in the circles, but it comes through Yosher. We are always yearning to reach absolute bestowal, meaning whole bestowal. That's called the work in the circles. But how much are we capable of doing that? Only in the lines, in this very small extent. That's the connection between us and the circles. And then we fill the circles everywhere in a very cautious way. Dorom 1.
What does it mean that Chokhmah is lowered a degree?
עוד הפעם?
Ask again.
למה הכוונה? What's the meaning that Chokhmah was lowered a degree?
Where is it written that it's lowered in the degree?
All Pnimi 90, that Abba of Igulim descended. In other words, Chokhmah that was lowered.
Oh yes, because there is the descent of the degrees. Yes, meaning the descent that is lowered in the degrees, now it's equal to Keter of the circles. Yes, it's the descent of the degrees, PT 33.
שלום רב, מה הכוונה בערכי ימין ושמאל?
What does it mean, right and left?
Right is bestowal, in chesed, in mercy. Left is also bestowal, but it's in gvura, with the participation of the lower ones. Your questions are about things we haven't learned yet. We will learn them in many other parts of the study of the Ten Sefirot. That's why I have a problem with explaining this.
But he aims us here. I'm trying to just set my picture correctly. That
I understand that you have a difficulty in seeing this, but do you see how he explains to us? He takes the second part of this and he's pouring on us all these things we haven't learned about, we haven't talked about. That's how this book is written. So we learn this, we go over it, and then through the other parts, we're going to touch this subject again. USA Northeast.
Yes, Rav. It says here on the item 90 about the halom that created a discrimination of the hamsacha and the descent of the light there. How important it is for the quality of the yearning to connect and to hold the importance of the friends. By this, can we see this whole scenario of the windows and the disparity?
No. I don't want to talk about this at all. I don't want to talk about this at all. When you start connecting what we're learning to your relations in the group, that's completely wrong in my eyes. That's one thing here. This is another thing altogether. You're not in spirituality yet. So this will only confuse you. Rabash doesn't write about this, and you cannot read about it anywhere, and I'm against this philosophy. If this is what you want to depict, these things, I think, in my eyes, it's better if you just shut the study of the Ten Sefirot, go away from Kabbalah, and go have a good life. It will only cause a disaster to your souls. Only idol worship result out of that. So don't connect these things to the work in the group. Neither circles nor the yoshon. It's not things we can feel. We can only understand this. So if you start understanding, start with your intellect, it will be philosophy or a new religion. You'll start making a new religion.
Kiev 2. Написано, что нижняя ступень имеет больше авиют, чем предшествующая.
He writes that the lower degree has a greater avyut than the previous one. But we learn that Galgalta has a greater avyut than Abba Ve'ima less, and
there is the coarseness that's related to the screen and the one that's not related to the screen. According to the Sefirot that go from above downwards, you can't say that there is coarseness in them, because the avyut, the coarseness, is revealed by the work of man from below upwards, and the more he rises, the more coarseness he has. But it's a coarseness under the restriction and the screen and the reflected light. That's why anyone who rises, his inclination is bigger. That's why he rises, overcoming his desire. PT 13.
I don't understand the term sfirot.
What a sfira is? Sfira is illuminating, from the word safir, sapphire, illuminating. It's a will to receive that was taken care, had something done on it, and it can illuminate, it can give light like the host. That's called Meir, shining. Tel Aviv 10.
I'm a bit despaired from Tas. The more I yearn to learn, to feel what we're studying, I can't, it won't succeed. Will I ever understand or feel this?
No. You won't be able to understand and feel before you attain. If you'll be able to connect to others and to draw the light that reforms, well, it will make a vessel out of you, out of your will to receive, so it can become to be in order to bestow. When? In order to bestow, you'll be able to understand and feel what the study of the Ten Sefirot is about. Only this way. Moshe?
100 is about, punctures it and makes a window. This chalon, this window, was made in the sefirot together with the descent of the light to it from the upper igul, the upper circle. It means that then this light imprinted in the masach that contained in it. That is why it is considered that the light punctured it and made a chalon in it, a window in it.
Merkaz 1.
What's the correct relation between a line and a circle?
A line is the work with the desire, with a directed desire through the restriction, the screen, and the reflected light in a way that there's a connection with a desire here. And according to the desire, there's a bestowal. Whereas a circle is without any limitation yet. The way it was created by the light, that's how it exists. We've been talking about this for maybe 2 weeks. Now you're asking about it? Next.
There's 200 has already been explained. So should I go to 300?
Yes.
300 relates to the words right, straight lines, right, left, and middle. The light descends from circle to circle by way of extension in yosher and straight lines. However, this is not regarded as an actual correction of the three lines that descend from the masach and has the ol zachar, the male light, with which to bestow upon others. These lines of the circles have no power of for bestowal because they come down as chalonot, as windows, that suffice only for receiving the light for themselves, but not for others. This is the rule. Without a masach, there is no ol zachar, only ol nekeva, meaning ol nefesh, the light of nefesh.
And that's the matter of the window, meaning that's the only way he knows in a seemingly neutral way how to bestow, how to open the light. But it's not that it bestows in a concentrated, aimed, purposeful way. That's why we don't expect anything out of these windows that we can receive and say about it in the right way. In them, there are no screens that work on us and teach us how to work on ourselves in return. That's what he says, that this is not considered the true correction of the lines that come down from the Masach, that there's the male light in them that can bestow to others. 400.
400 relates already to item 6 in the Ari.
Item 6, okay.
So, item 6, the words of the Ari. Adam Kadmon attaches one end with the other, the upper end to the with the lower end of the Chalal of Atzilut. All the Olamot contain the Adam Rishon.
Item 6.
This Adam Kadmon attaches one end with the other, the upper end with the lower end, in the entire Halal of Atzilut. All the Olamot, all the worlds contained in that Adam. But we have no permission whatsoever to delve and speak of this Adam's Pnimiut, internality, and Atzmut, its essence.
Again.
Item 6. This Adam Kadmon attaches one end with the other, the upper end with the lower end, in the entire Chalal of Atzilut. All the worlds are contained in that Adam, but we have no permission whatsoever to delve and speak of this Adam, his internality and his essence.
Item 1, below.
1 means that it connects everything from Ein Sof, the purest of all the Olamot, down to the middle point, the most of Bchina in all the Olamot. Thus, the entire reality before us, the upper and the lower, is all but the branches that contain from it, hang down from it, and clothe it. This is why it connects all of them.
Yes. Okay, there are no questions, so let's move on. Keep on going. Oh, there is PT20. PT20.
Раф, у меня вопрос такой. Вот как связать тест?
I have a question.
Вы сказали, что в десятке мы не можем проверить.
How should I correct tests with our work correctly?
То, что мы сейчас учим, то ты должен спросить.
You're diverting everyone by your question. What we're learning right now, that's what you should ask about. Don't confuse everyone with your sideways question. It may be important, but it's not about what we're learning now. Is this considered that you're caring for your friends, or are you caring about yourself? Moshe.
Item number 2 relates to the words, the internality and the essence of this Adam, the pnimiut, the internality, meaning the light of Ein Sof that is clothed in him, and his atzmut, his essence, is considered the gar in him. It has already been explained that we have no permission to speak of any pchina of gar in any degree of the partsuf, even in Olam Asiya. However, we are indeed permitted to engage in Zat, even the Zat Degar, the Adam Kadmon.
Yes, in the Sefirot Keter Chochma Bina, we can't talk about it, because they come from above, these Sefirot. These are qualities that are above us, above the will to receive. As we've learned from the four phases of direct light, the will to receive starts from the middle of Bina, the Zat of Bina. That's where the letters, the Otiyot, start as well. That's why all we can engage in is Zat de Bina, Zeran Bina Malchut. But Gar de Bina and Chochma and Keter, we can't deal with them because there are no vessels there. Letters are vessels. That's why here we are also saying, we see that's what he says.
Moscow 6.
Okay, Moscow 6.
Вопрос по шестому пункту. Здесь указано, что Адам Кадмон...
Question about item 6. It says that Адам Кадмон extends on the halal of Atzilut. So what does he mean? Because
Adam Kadmon is basically all the line that comes through us from the world of Ein Sof until our world.
Yes.
As we learn this later, that the world of Atzilut, the worlds of Bia, clothe on this line of Ein Sof, the world of Adam Kadmon, below its Tabu. They are below the Tabu. From Tabu until the Siyum Raglin, the Adam Kadmon, that's where you have the world of Nikudim and the worlds Atzilut, Bria, Yetzirasiya. PT 25.
Bala Sulam writes, and also the Ari, that Aven Adam Kadmon and Ein Sof, but he writes, what does it mean that we have no permission to engage in this? They're writing about it.
Yes, what you're trying to say, if they write and they dealt with this, why can't we? And who do they write? They are allowed? No. To engage in it, it means that we receive this knowledge by our exertion from below upward, but it's not that in our work we can go into it and work with them in these vessels that belong to the world of Adam Kadmon. No, we can't. It's Kadmon is ancient. It's before us. It precedes us. It precedes the system of Adam. That's why we can't engage in this. We are incapable of reaching that place. We can't bestow upon this place. We get this knowledge about it, but we can't act in it practically in a mutual way, in this mutual communication. We can't. That's why this knowledge we get about it, well, we get it, but you can say the same about the igulim, the circles. How can he write about these circles? It's not Yoshel. We are Yoshel. We only attain things by the restriction, the screen, and the reflected light. It's by the line. How can he write about this one circle rolling, becoming another circle? Where does he perceive this? By what vessels? We get this knowledge. We get these things, even though we cannot attain the internality of them. I also don't really understand what I'm talking now, but that's how all the Kabbalists, they pass on these things they got from above, that there are such things, we do not attain them, but that's how it works, that's how it happens. When we are in our world, and we have many phenomena in our world, do we understand these phenomena in our world? All of them? Can we say about it, this happens because of that, and this is related to that, and that? We think we can. Usually we later see we were wrong. Meaning there's a matter of knowing things, and we get that seemingly from above when it appears before us, and there's attainment. When we ourselves establish these states, that's why we understand out of our will to receive and the force of bestowal, restriction, screen, reflected light, etc. We understand it when we build it. That's why the final correction is when everything the Creator created from above downwards, we establish in our work from below upwards. Then it's considered that we attain Ein Sof, we attain. That's it. But in the meantime, even the greatest Kabbalists, the way I understand it, they also are incapable of reaching, of attaining The world of Adam Kadmon, even Gar Vatzilut. Gar Vatzilut is the final correction. Attaining Arich Anpin is the final correction. You understand that these attainments are, well, they are arranged for the created beings already, but the way we understand, the way they write it, the created beings are not yet there. So we will reach it.
Clear, thank you.
We'll reach it. PT
34.
Can we say that the line is the Creator's relation towards us and the Yosher is us towards Him?
Ask again, please.
Can we say that the line is the Creator relating to us and Yosher is our response to Him?
Yes. Yes, that is correct. Nice. I like these kinds of questions. Tel Aviv 3.
About the number of discernments in the world to receive. So like a lower circle has more or less discernments. And how does it work with the line?
Each and every circle includes inside itself a same number of discernments like every other circle, even the biggest one. Because all the discernments are only about, we talk about, also in each and every detail, both in the circle and in the line. We only talk about the number of discernments we can attain. But in every smallest crumb of creation, even the will, the smallest will to receive, it has all the discernments of all the desires together. It all depends on the number of our, the extent of our attainment. But basically there is no difference between the bigger one or the smaller one. It's only about the discernments. We always have 248 organs, 365 tendons, and circles and lines, all things, every smallest particle of creation is like the entire creation. Okay? PT 19. I didn't hear your question again.
The topic of attainment is in our feelings, right?
Yes.
What do you mean? That are there intensity in a feeling?
According to the screen, according to the will to receive, having a screen upon it and a reflected light, accordingly you start discovering your ability to diagnose things, more or less. You're looking at a painting and a small child is looking at the same painting. Is there a difference? How much you perceive, how much he perceives? It all depends on the number of discernments, the pixels, the way he understands them, the way you understand them. The connection between them is called the restriction, the screen, and the reflected light.
The feeling isn't connected to a body, right? It doesn't have a connection to it. Your natural feelings. Something above it.
That's a subject we're not learning right now. Excuse me. Moshe.
We are in item 7, the words of the Ari. The Igulim came out first, then the Yosher. We do not delve in Igulim in circles, but only in Yosher. 7. In the beginning, the 10 Sefirot came out through the circle, one within the other. Afterwards, while inside the Igulim, the Yosher, the straightness, expanded as one Adam. In the length of all the above mentioned circles, still we have no dealings with the circles.
You hear this, right? We're not, no dealing with the Igulim.
But only in the Yosher, in the straightness.
With this, he concludes the second part of the study of the Tenesfilot in order to say this to us now. We're not dealing with the circles, only with our Yosha, because we have no grip in the circles. They are discovered, but it's through our work in the Yosha.
So item 3 relates to the words, first the 10 sefirot came out from the igul. It has already been explained in the igulim, in the circles, when they appeared immediately after the tzimtzum, the restriction, and the departure of the light. After that, the yosha, the straightness, appeared in such a way that the circles were regarded as the cause and the reason for the light of the kav, the line.
Four,
meaning to the words through all the circles above mentioned. Meaning, from the top end to the bottom end, observe, for example, in imaginary corporeal length. Doing that will bring you to know its spiritual root. We understand an imaginary length by three features. Its top end, its bottom end, and the distance between them. You can distinguish a spiritual length precisely by the same way. First, you find its bottom end, the most of which there is lower in Aviyut. From knowing the bottom end, you will immediately find the top end too, because the measure of Aviyut at the bottom is also the measure of the level of the Or Chozer, the reflected light. For example, the Aviyut of Prinat Daled reaches the level of Keter of Keter. Oviut of Prina Gimel and Prina Dalid reaches only as high as Keter de Chochma. And Prina Bet in Prina Dalid reaches only as high as Keter de Bina, etc. Thus, by knowing the bottom end, the top end immediately becomes known as well. Once you know both ends of a degree, you naturally know the distance between them too. That is, because a spiritual distance means disparity of form between two features. The measure of the disparity of form determines the distance between them. For example, if the bottom end is Prina Aleph in Prina Dalid, then the top end reaches only as high as Keter Dezer Anpin. In that instance, the distance is not so great. But if the bottom end is Prina Bet, then the top end will be the degree of Keter de Bina. Thus, the distance would be two levels of Aviyut, which are Prina Aleph and Prina Bet. If the bottom end consists of Aviyut of Prina Gimel of Prina Daled, then the top end would be Keter de Chochma. In this case, the distance would be that of the three levels of Aviyut, and so on by the same way.
I don't hear here. Maybe, Vlad, what do you want to ask?
About those two ends, the upper and the lower, what's the difference?
The coarseness is something you have to receive, and the restriction upon it, and the screen, and the reflected light, and to what place it reaches. And until the place it reaches, that's where he determines. That's my creator. That's the source from which it was bestowed upon me. That's it. Only according to the way the lower one is organized, and it comes to resemble the upper one. The extent that it resembles the upper, it can say, oh, this is my creator. In one place, in one state, it reached another more reflected light than, or different than, our different creators revealed. That's how Rabbi Zusya says, every day I have a different creator. If you say something like that to a person on the street, they'll say, you're nuts. What do you mean every day you have a different creator? But for Kabbalists, every day, if you discover a different creator, if you make a different creator, every day, if you make it, you have made me. Then it means you're advancing. That's how it is.
The fact that Rabbi Zusha could say that every day, and what does it depend that he could determine what the lower part is?
Today, he discovers more and more upper force, more and more. PT23.
Hi, Rav. Question. How is the distance, meaning disparity of form, is what gives us the recognition of the creator of the root?
I didn't understand.
He says that the distance, which is disparity of form, between the lowest of Yud, gives us the recognition of the creator, of the source.
The lowest coarseness is the biggest coarseness. That's why after the restriction, the screen, the reflected light, he reaches the highest degree. If he corrects this coarseness, turning it into purity, then for him, the revelation of the creator is higher.
So that's the question. What's about this disparity of form that lets you know your root?
To the extent that he feels himself, how many discernments he's far from the root, then he can skip over them, meaning rise above them and reach the recognition of the root. That's it. The coarseness becomes purity. But it's the number of discernments is the same. The more he discovers in the will to receive these discernments in the will to receive, to that extent, if he makes a screen and a reflected light, then he discovers the same discernments only in order to bestow. That's the meaning of within reason or above reason. PT19.
When Bala Sulam came to Israel, he was really angry at that group in Jerusalem that knew tests by heart and how everything works. And even though he was mad at them and let them go. Same thing at the Rabash when you were saying that the guy knew all of Tas, how everything worked, and you got all excited and you sat with him. What was lacking in the work? I wish I knew how it worked. So what was lacking?
God forbid that you will know. No. When a person knows the text, it doesn't mean he attained it. He knows what the book says. You can find people in this world that can read all of this, and they put it in their head already, and they can even mix it a bit more. Okay, they'll know all the questions and answers, and you'll look at these people and you're going to say, wow, how much knowledge. But you shouldn't say what attainment these people have. Knowledge, yes, it's mechanical, but it's not attainment.
What do I have to attain in such a study? I'm envious of people who understand how it works.
No, don't envy that. It's not the wise who learns. Agree to the fact that just as the Creator made you stupid, you'll stay stupid till the end of your life. It's not that bad. Believe me, I'm not one of these wise people.
Why was Bala Sulam mad at them? What should they have done?
Because they're learning the words, and they don't want to attain these words. They learn them, but they are not working on themselves in order to attain this. These things have to be alive inside a person. He has to try to build them in the ten, and in the ten to draw the Creator in, and to attain in His connection in the ten, and in His connection with the Creator to attain these things, so that the ten becomes ten sefirot, and the Creator becomes an inner light of these ten sefirot. And then he'll see in the connection of the ten sefirot to the Creator, in the group, and the Creator, he'll start discovering, oh, this is Yosher, these are circles, that's the way this is, and that is, that's what we need. The entire humanity has to reach such a thing.
So what do we do during the studies except for reading and not understanding, you're saying?
It's not about understanding. Hear this and yearn to attain it.
I get it.
Beersheva.
Hello, World Kli, Rav. The Yosher that is attained by revealing the Creator, the intensity of the Creator. So actually, the upper Bchina is attained through the Chalon, the light that comes in from the Chalon.
I don't know. He's not talking about us. You understand? You're continuing your friend, Svika, and I don't. I won't. I'm not with you together. Okay?
Rehovot.
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 Rav, how do you scrutinize the lower end, which is the Sof? How do you know it's the Sof?
When we yearn to cling to the Creator through the group, and He's like the Keter of the Ten Sefirot, right? Then we discover the upper end from the lower end. The Bchina, the highest Bchina of bestowal. We can call it that way. Why should we guess? The highest quality of bestowal that I can realize is called my Keter.
PT Arba.
That's how it is. PT 4.
Why is the Aviut of Gimel in Daled comes the Keter of Chochma?
Yes, because that's Gimel.
Why not Chochma the Keter, if so?
No, no, no. Each and every Bchina in Bchina Daled roots Aleph Bet Gimel Daled. If it realizes itself, it reaches the Bchina of Keter of herself. Keter of Zeranpin, Keter of Malchut, Keter of Chochma, etc.
So it's always the implementation?
Once I make myself resemble all the Sefirot from Malchut. When I'm Malchut, I myself am Malchut. Until Chochma, I discover Keter, which is above them. And I build them in this direct light. And it gives me some aid to help myself build myself in the Or Chozer, the reflected light. Ultimately, you reach the Keter of each and every Sefirah. Keter is the source. Okay, friends. Well, Moshe, you have item 5.
Yeah, so 5 relates to the words, we are not engaging in circles. This is because the igulim, the circles, surround the first 3 sefirot of Yosher. It is known that their kelim are far better than gar de Yosher of straightness. However,
this means that the circles, we're not talking about Keter Chochma Bina, we're not engaging in them, the first 3 Bchinot of Yosher, only from Zad de Bina and below. But the circles are even higher, as he says, because their kelim, their vessels, are far better than the Gar de Yosher, vessels of the circles. Yes.
However, you have already known that we are forbidden to study and speak about Gal. For that reason, we have no permission to study the Igulim, the circles.
So we actually learn a part that we're forbidden to engage in. It was in vain. So he's trying to explain to us that there are circles. The circles, we usually accept them as higher providence. It's meaning, let's say, a certain John in America or Ivan in Russia, so they won't press the red button that will drop an atom bomb in the world. Who's in charge of these circles? These circles are the general providence. And that's how we should understand this. And if it's the general providence, we don't engage in it because it doesn't depend on us. But what depends on us is our participation in the yosha, in the straightness. And through the straightness, we can activate all the circles. This straight line goes through all the circles until Ein Sof. And this way we can mitigate the upper providence, which comes down through the circles, acting upon all of us. That's why if we do this work in the line, even out of 110, we already work in this line until Ein Sof, and through the circles, we change the entire reality. That's why don't underestimate the work in our 10, in our group. On the contrary, let's take part in it in a way that it's all before us. Everything is in our hands. Focus group.
So Rav, just to understand, we just learned the part that we can't even, or not permitted to engage in. So not to skip over it. It's good to study it again, right? It has nothing to do with it.
Usually we don't learn part 2. We do sometimes learn this, and part 5. The second and the fifth parts of tests, we usually don't learn them at all, because these parts are difficult to study, and they're not practical. They're not to execute. That's why once we attain these things in some way, then we'll be able to talk more about the second and the fifth parts. Then we'll have more of a feeling. Not an attainment, but a feeling in them. That's it.
A lot of times you've answered this, but still. What is written in that item 155 in the introduction to test that a person has to aspire to understand?
Item 155 is an introduction to tests.
Yeah.
There he writes that we should try to attain these things by our internal work. Meaning, in principle, all questions that come from knowledge, why is this related to that, this way or that way, it's not a question in the wisdom of Kabbalah. Meaning you may sit and listen, and all you can think about is, how am I correcting myself? How can I make it affect me so I can reach resemblance, attainment, to become like the vessels we're learning about right now? And all I'm asking for is to have the desire to resemble. I don't care about understanding in my intellect what's going on. What I care about is how to change so I can do the actions I learn about.
But Kabbalists are very precise in their words. It doesn't say to attain, it says to understand.
Understanding is the highest degree of attainment. It's not understanding in our intellect. God forbid. For this, no one intends that. On the contrary, they used to pray that if you are reminded of this, that you'll forget it. Only to have the strength to perform spiritual actions, and out of this execution of spiritual actions, they can understand in their divine intellect already how it works.
Can we say that understanding is some kind of building of a structure, that everything that exists between the feelings there?
No. Our understanding has nothing to do with that. For the spiritual world, your intellect has nothing to do with that. I understand you're a scientist, and the way you're used to learning things is very practical through your brains and then scrutinizing things and synthesizing things, but that's in the level you're in. We're talking about a different level, a spiritual level. Your brain doesn't reach that level. When you hear the words and you're connecting according to your intellect all kinds of things, you're doing something that it doesn't resemble spirituality at all, because the essence of a spiritual action is not the way you imagine it to be in your corporeality. That's the meaning of the verse, "I've seen the opposite world." That's why it's a problem. Until we detach ourselves from this world. That's why 1,000 go into a room, only one comes out of it to teach. Meaning, look at the number of people we have, a few thousands, compared to the billions of people in the world. That's how, and the problem is to go into spirituality. Then we won't have all these questions. Everything will be much more practical.
Слыха, вот אפשר לשאול.
No.
Ба асага руханит каямет аргаша.
Spiritual attainment. There's a feeling and some kind of spiritual understanding that.
Yes. Out of the feeling. Out of the feeling, you'll have the understanding.
Thank you.
But without tasting, that's why it's called the flavor. Taste and see that the Lord is good. First, you have to taste it. You have the flavors. Then out of that, you can see, attain. Without it, you can't.
Amen.
Okay. Well, PT18, they haven't asked yet.
Rav, I hope the question is in the right place. The upper guidance, does it relate to 10 number 18 or to all of Bibi?
Both.
It's in a, can you explain it or something?
I have nothing to explain. I see, I have a 10, your 10 is fine. There are people who are very purposeful, serious, and I have nothing to add. Everything depends only on the way we advance. Both, each and every 10 apart, and all the 10s together, because they depend on each other.
Thank you.
But I'm pretty content with our general advancement and all the tens. Of course, there is no limit to that. But for the time being, we still, we're advancing towards the goal. PT25.
Yeah, also a general question that we learn the ten sefirot. We know that we need to study in a 10. So what's the connection between 10 bodies, 10 friends, and 10 sefirot? Why do we connect these things?
And this has to be in accordance. somehow it has to be adapted or a copy of one of the other. Even though it may be less, it's difficult for us if it's more than 10 because we're not created to perceive more than 10 all at once. It's like your fingers. But less than that is possible. You can. If it's less than 5, it's not a real group. It has to be some meat in it so that we can see how we're behaving between ourselves, how we should change ourselves, organize ourselves. You understand? That's how it is. Okay? It's a fun time.
Still, in what vessels do we connect to the circles?
We have no connection to the circles, period. I guess you weren't in the lesson. Latin 2.
Pregunta de la decena, Raf. ¿Qué es este sentimiento de...
Question from the 10.
...los textos y sus explicaciones. Preguntas y respuestas... Si sabemos que no entendemos.
What is the sensation of indifference when we listen to the text or the explanations and questions and answers if we know that we don't understand?
I would take a pencil. I used to take a pencil and I used to go over each and every word. And I put the commas and the periods and connect the words. This is about this and this is connected to that. To work with a text as much as I can, as much as I can. But it's not that I'm waiting to see when will this be over. That's the worst thing. That's disrespect in Baal HaSulam and what he did for us. Africa.
Today's test has been absolutely incredible. We've been through many states, thanks to the reforming light. How do we correctly bring these states into the 10 during the day in order to reach the right prayer?
If you want to advance specifically through tests, well, then you should start talking about the circles and the straightness in the connection between you. You can talk about it, even though it has nothing to do with what the book says, of course. But what are the circles in the relations between us? What is the straightness in the connections between us? How can we affect these circles or this straightness? This is psychology. It's not Kabbalah. It's psychology. If we relate to things and around things, so it's circles. If we're directed, so it's straightness. You can talk about it this way as well. Yes, because later you'll forget about it. We don't really use that. Okay. And Mr. Info.
Yeah, Thursday we'll go over our schedule. 10 a.m. we're going to start our broadcast. Senka with Rav till 10:30. Then 10:30 to 11:30 reporters meeting and recorded lesson from 6 to 7. Selected excerpts from the morning lesson. We won't have a workshop because as we said, on Thursdays, we are devoting our evening to disseminate. So everyone who can listen, but there won't be a workshop. We'll go to a song.
Caer y tu primavera es mi florecer, tu guerra es mi guerra también y tu alegría es mi felicidad. הלילה שלך הוא הלילה שלי ירח מלא גם לך ולי האמת שבך זו האמת שבי הלבן שלך הוא הזכות שלי Todos juntos en un barco van estamos tú y yo en el bien y en el mal solo juntos solo juntos llegamos kulanu yachad beota sira ze ani veata batov uvara rak beyachad rak beyachad nagia tu sol es en mi una gran luz y tu lluvia es como un manantial tu casa es un ancla de amor ese que hay en ti y que está en mí הכאב שלך הוא הסבל שלי האושר שלך זו השמחה שבי Tu miedo es un temblor en mí Y tu mundo es todo para mí כולנו יחד באותה סירה זה אני ואתה בטוב וברע רק ביחד רק ביחד נגיע Todos juntos en un barco van estamos tú y yo en el bien y en el mal solo juntos solo juntos llegamos Kulanu yachad beota sira estamos tú y yo En el bien y en el mal, rak beyachad, solo juntos llegamos todos juntos.